What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. Fuck, man, I saw this video like 3 days ago. Well, 4 days ago now. And before I had a chance to jump on it, I was fucking working. So I'm gonna give you my take on it now. Let's get in it.
I guess. You know, here's a novel idea. How about you tell me, let me call it to tell you what I actually meant.
You know what? Let's do it, bro.
Let's go ahead and bring Rolo Tomasi on. Shout out to Rolo. Shout out to
you. Can you hear me okay? What up, man?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. So let me explain a few things here. I wasn't able to do this the last time you guys were talking about this, but so about, gosh, is it now 2 weeks ago? I think it was Tuesday of last week you guys had Brandon Carter on. Is that with Derek Moneyberg? Or is that Monday?
Monday.
Sorry, let me get my camera back up there. So Monday, you guys were talking to Brandon Carter. One of the things that Brandon was talking about was you got to love money. You got to be on top of your game. And I love Brandon Carter, by the way. I think he should be a stand-up comedian. I mean, the guy is that funny. He's a great guy, right? But when you guys are on that show and you're talking to him and he's talking about how he doesn't go to he doesn't go to Publix, doesn't go grocery shopping for himself. He doesn't go do his own laundry. He doesn't have a car. It's brickle white, right? But he doesn't have like some basic stuff because his philosophy in life is this, is that anything that takes him away from his grind, anything that takes him away from that, from anything that would distract him or that would be financially or mathematically not a pragmatic choice for him to make, as far as like if he's spending time going grocery shopping or going and getting food for himself or whatever else, I'm sure he's like into meal prep and everything else. But pretty much everything in his life is outsourced. Because anything that he would be spending that time himself to go do, he could be losing money doing that at that time. So when I was listening to this and I was thinking about this myself, because I was actually at the same time, I'm like, helping a friend move and all this. And I'm thinking about this. I'm going, you know what? If you want to be a high value man, if you want to get to that apex level as fast as you can, that's it. How is that not the best way to go about it? Okay. So the point of that whole tweet, which was basically a throwaway tweet that everyone started like snowballing into something else. I've got Ben Shapiro coming at me. I got Matt Walsh coming at me. I got Lauren Chen coming at me. I got all these people off of Daily Wire because it was just easy, low-hanging fruit for these guys because they think that that's what the fucking manosphere is all about. And it's not, okay? That was not fucking advice. Everything that is on Twitter is not advice, okay?
Was that a joke?
No, it was not necessarily a joke, but it's like, let's just say it's a hypothetical, okay?
So let's go back. Let's dial it way the fuck back.
Away tweet that everyone started like. Same time, I'm like, helping a friend move and all this. And I'm thinking about this. I'm going, you know what? If you want to be a high value man, if you want to get to that apex level as fast as you can, that's it. How is that not the best way to go about it? Okay.
So basically, in summation, what he was doing was he was coming up with this epiphany in his head. And in that epiphany, some things came up. And in that epiphany of things coming up, he decided to fucking tweet them instinctively, on impulse. Now, here's the thing is, like, I'm a fucking huge, huge fan of Anthony Cumia. Funniest motherfucker on the planet. But the thing is that dude always puts his foot in his fucking mouth. Always. There's not a day that goes by that he's not fucking himself over. And he's been doing this since I was a kid. Since the O&A days. Which is the reason why O&A would constantly get fucking booted off terrestrial radio. And off of every radio show is because Anthony just couldn't stop pushing the envelope. And one day, one tweet got his ass... got his ass in a bind that he couldn't unfuck his way out of. And here's the same problem with Rollo Tomasi, is he doesn't take life serious enough. He thinks that he gets a pass whenever the fuck he gets to call it. Doesn't work that way. He says it's a throwaway tweet. No, it doesn't work like that. Everything is set in stone. You know, I say some off-the-cuff shit, and I say some shit that's, you know, fucking borderline fucked up. I've got my beliefs, I've got my system, you know, and it comes from a place of experience. It comes from a place of fucking hurt, and it comes from a place of anger. And I don't expect anybody to take the time to understand that. I don't. One day, somebody's going to come at me with some shit. But that's the consequence of participating on the internet. And that's the fucking problem that Rollo doesn't seem to understand. Is that your words, especially with the huge following, have consequences. And for whatever fucking reason, this dickhead, this dumbass, refuses to take that accountability. Now, later on in this thing, he goes on to say, like, oh, I'm not the godfather of the fucking manosphere. You know, that was just a title that was given to me, which he boastfully and proudly fucking hailed. He stole the intro from one of my favorite radio jockeys, Tom Likas. He said, good evening, I am the professor, you're in school, or the class is in session. And dude, when Rollo did that, that was when I really had a huge distaste for him, because not only did he not pay homage at all to Tom Likas for taking that intro, he literally called himself the professor, which is fucking irritating. That angered me more than anything, because Tom Likas is the professor, and he will always be the professor. Now, to those of you out there who were like, dude, it's just a title, fucking relax. Like, no, dude. If you have any respect for anybody who gave you any kind of knowledge, you tend to guard that person with a lot of respect. You tend to revere that person with a lot of respect. And so far, what Rollo Tomasi's been doing is guiding every fucking human being and every man off of a fucking cliff by pursuing shit that children in middle school pursue. Now, here's the problem. Now that it's come to light, now that everybody's sort of slowly waking up, I mean, I'm not the only one who's attacked fucking Rollo. You know, but the thing is, everybody's calling him a closet homosexual. Everyone's calling him this, everyone's calling him that. No, dude, he's a clout chaser. And he thinks that nothing he says has consequence. Because he created it and he wrote these books. And then you'll soon start to realize that the only reason why he wrote those books is to literally just make a quick buck. He saw a hole in the market and he wanted to make a quick buck. The passion was no longer invested in trying to make men's lives better. It was to try to make a dollar off of you.
Hey, so the point of that whole tweet, which was basically a throwaway tweet that everyone started like snowballing into something else. I've got Ben Shapiro coming at me. I got Matt Walsh coming at me. I got Lauren Chen coming at me. I got all these people off of Daily Wire because it was just easy, low-hanging fruit for these guys because they think that that's what the fucking manosphere is all about. And it's not, okay? That was not fucking advice. Everything that is on Twitter is not advice, okay?
Was that a joke?
And that, there you go. That's what he thinks of Twitter. If it's just another app to play on, then why not fucking use it to play on? But no, I go to his Twitter and it's just literally a place of just nothing but convoluted fucking messages. One minute he plays around, the next minute he's serious. And that's not the way this shit works. At least not anymore. you know, back in the day, you used to be able to fuck around and do whatever and say whatever you fucking wanted, and people kind of understood. That's a little fucking tongue-in-cheek there. But now, you've got to have one place to joke around and one place to fucking be serious. And if you don't, and if people don't catch on to that, that was your fault for not informing them. That's the way that fucking society works today. So, he's out of touch. And then the other part that upset me about what he was saying was that, you know, this guy's the fucking, the head of the Manosphere. How many fucking TV shows has he been on? How many podcasts has he been on? He's fucking everywhere. And he literally, you know, he's the poster boy for the PUAs. And he fucks it all up because of his loud fucking mouth. And his just blatant fucking disregard for how he feels about people, and let his emotions get the better of him, and just threw up a fucking, what, like he said, a throwaway tweet, not realizing that it would have the impact that it did on him. Because he doesn't respect you. He doesn't respect your time. He doesn't cower underneath you. You know, we are the people that gave him the power. Some of us a lot more than, you know, some of us still follow him till this day. Some of us jumped off the ship a long time ago. When I started to realize, you know what, dude, I used to have these dreams when I was in fucking middle school. And I just like, you know, dude, this guy's a fucking grown... He's like an adult child. And then I later find out that he fucking had a kid with a woman who's like in her 60s. What the fuck? How irresponsible is that? Trying to hang on to his fucking youth like a fucking child would. So that's what he thinks about you, dude. He doesn't respect you. Because you're living underneath his shadow, underneath his boot. He doesn't respect you. It was a throwaway fucking tweet? Yeah. It's because he didn't fucking respect your time enough to consider your feelings or consider your thought. He was too busy thinking about himself and this epiphany that he desperately needed to get the message out there. Because his epiphany was more important than what you are striving for. Than affecting your life. And he said, it's not advice. Let's continue on.
A joke?
No, it was not necessarily a joke, but it's like, let's just say it's a hypothetical, okay? It's chilling. Now, let's
what a hypothetical is.
For just 5 seconds, okay? This is no joke here, because everything that's come out of both of you guys' mouth has been nothing but distraction and misdirection, because it's easy f-ing clicks for you. So here's the whole thing.
There you go. Just emotional fucking hot garbage coming out of him because he's getting frustrated that two young men have finally busted him. So now he's getting into story. This is what I call getting into story. When a person needs to go into a long explanation or try to tell you something about what was happening and all that stuff, what they're really doing is convincing themselves of the bullshit that they're trying to peddle. They think that they're trying to convince you, or they're trying to convince you, and in the end, it's just about ownership. What did you, like, Rolo, what did you make more important than to consider the feelings of your fucking audience? What did you make more important than considering the feelings of your fucking audience, the people that fund you? What did you make more important than that? And we all know what the answer is. He made himself more important than you. And the evidence that I have to prove to that is that he's belittling everybody else for not seeing things the way that he does. And then you'll see... He starts to back down and calm the fuck down when Myron and fucking Faggot Face both start to, you don't see what he's trying to say. He's trying to say this. He's trying to say that. Like, dude, Fresh and Fit fucking dick ride Rollo more than anybody I've ever fucking seen.
When I'm talking about get a vasectomy, don't be concerned with.
I like how when he's mad, his glasses get uneven on his nose. You see?
I'm really mad about this, bro. Shall we keep going? Are we just gonna have jokes thrown in here?
Really heated about this.
Is that what I get to do? Okay, so here's.
Well, here's the thing, Rollo. You called in, dumbass. If you didn't want to be fucking made fun of by a guy with blue hair, maybe you shouldn't have fucking called in. Maybe you shouldn't have made that fucking tweet, dumbass. I don't know. Maybe you should take a second thought before you just start posting shit. Says a guy who just posts shit without fucking any kind of edits. I know the heat that's going to come my way at some point. I know it. All it takes is just a fucking back catalog of like, oh, dude, this guy said this shit in the past. Oh, look, this guy said that shit in the past. That's all it takes. I'm not a fucking saint, dude. And trust me when I say this. I'm patriotic as hell, but there's a lot of fucking shit in our culture that I can't stand. A lot of black people fucking agree with me, and a lot of Hispanic people agree with me. And it seems to be it's kind of funny how the people that don't agree with me are usually the people that are a part of the very culture that I criticize. So, there's that. But I know what kind of heat I'm bringing on to myself. Rollo doesn't understand where this heat is coming from. And he's desperately trying to fucking bandage the wound that he fucking created.
Here's the deal. When I'm talking about this, when I'm throwing this out there, why wouldn't you do that? Would you not have been more successful, Sneeko, had you not had to go through certain things? If you had a kid right now, you would be playing the game with a handicap. You would be playing the game with your fucking hands tied behind your back.
Okay, so
there are guys right now who I have a lot of respect for, and I'm sure you have a lot of respect for as well, who all have kids, but you know what they try to do? They try to keep it under wraps.
Okay,
nobody knows about fucking kids. Okay,
what is advice?
So.
Yeah, right. Like, Donovan? Right? And he still fucks with Donovan? Like, what was it? Entrepreneurs in Cars? And he still fucks with him? I mean, at the POA community, it's just nothing more than just sociopaths that are addicted to fucking sex. Oversexed. Their drug of choice is fucking sex. And now they're trying to peddle some bullshit to you because they know that they can. It's just like the Hassan Pikers of the fucking of the red pill community. Now remember, my definition of red pill is the actual event itself when you become awake. And what this fucking cocksucker's trying to do is he's trying to use it as a term to describe MGTOW. And it doesn't work like that. Because let's just go back to the origins of it. When Neo took the red pill, it was an action. And then something occurred. It was the awakening. Now, how is he going to fucking try to use that as a metaphor? As the title for the fucking sphere that he occupies. You know, the manosphere is nothing more than just pickup artists. That's it. And we all, I'm pretty sure you guys all know that. You guys are fucking smart as hell. So I feel sometimes like I'm preaching to some fucking choir. But the point is that this fucking idiot, right, represents them. He's the head. He's the fucking archangel of the goddamn pickup community. And he said some stupid shit that got them all put on blast.
So here's, okay, first off, this is not advice. Everything that is on my show or is on Twitter is not automatically advice. Now,
then why the fuck would you give that out, dude? And this is the type of content that I don't like creating, which is pausing every couple seconds. But I can't help but argue with this, guys, because why the fuck would you put that out there knowing that you have a following that will take your advice? Like, me personally, free diving, free solo climbing, what is it? Free, I forget what it is, like when people just jump out of the airplane without a parachute and then they catch up to that shit later. You know, they catch up to the parachute bag and then they fucking put it on and, you know, then they pull the parachute. I forget what that shit is called. I admire that. All of that. It takes a certain amount of bravery and skill to pull that shit off. And you know what, man? I think you gotta be pretty fucking ballsy to pull it off. And other people that are skilled divers, that are skilled climbers, free fall. I forget what it's called, dude. They'll all tell you the same thing, that that's a really dumb fucking idea, because a lot can go wrong. Especially, you know, free solo climbing, which is something that I actually was really interested in, you know, when I was younger. And then I got into steroids. One cycle, and I realized what the damages were when I got off. When I cycled off, it was hell on earth. I was depressed for 4 fucking months, and I realized that this was like the worst decision that I've ever made in my life. For the 4 months that I looked fucking jacked and I looked amazing and I looked happy, there was 4 months of followed hell. And so I tell people, you know what, man? I think you gotta be a little bit more responsible than to just start blasting for the sake of blasting. Be smart about it. Have a fucking protocol ready. Have some shit together before you just start fucking, you know, go get blood work. And now that I'm taking TRT, I don't need to worry about any of that. My body will consume what it uses and what it doesn't. It just discards it. That's it. Everything is monitored, everything is regulated. And I have no worries about some fucking crazy shit happening to me. I mean, of course there's always the risk, right? It's not flawless. But I'm an adult and I know the fucking choices I'm making, and they're my choices to make. But what Rolo's over here doing is like, no, don't take anything I say for fucking, you know, face value. Then don't post it. If you don't want to be taken serious, then don't fucking post it. That's why I fucking fight my goddamn... I fight every bit of my fucking human being to make a gay joke. Because I know a lot of you would fucking just not be into that. Because I respect you and I respect your time and I respect where you're coming from. So yeah, it's kind of hard. Especially when I do it so often and so frequent with my friends. And I'm not making gay jokes at people. That's really fucking disrespectful. Instead, I'll fucking use something nostalgic, like a movie or something, and then I'll fucking make the characters like do something out of character in the movie. Or, you know, in the imagination of the movie. That's what I like to do. But a lot of people wouldn't fucking appreciate that, so I just like, alright, I'm gonna keep my comments to myself. Don't post that type of shit out there. But Rollo's the type of motherfucker where he's just like, no, man. You're not supposed to take anything I say serious unless I say to take this serious. It doesn't work like that, dumbass. You don't just get to flip the switch when shit's not going your way. Especially after he had an epiphany. He said he had an epiphany, which is a very serious moment. That means you were in deep, concentrated thought when that happened. And he came up with those 8 fucking things. And they were the most childish. He'll repeat them. He'll say them. They were the most childish pieces of advice I think I've ever fucking seen anybody fucking, you know. Let's get into it.
Now, here's the thing. I know what you're going to say, because here's the deal. When I was on whatever podcast, I was saying exactly the same thing here, is that everything that comes out of somebody's mouth on Instagram or on Twitter or on a YouTube, there's no way you can't go on there without somebody going, this is what these guys are saying to do. Because if you have this set automatically, that if it comes out of your mouth, it's automatically advice. It can't just be data. It can't just be statistics. It can't be – nothing can be just delivered. Sort of like here's some data for you to look at, okay? Nothing can be given to you without somebody going, well, the reason why you're telling me this is because you're telling me that this is the best way to live my life, okay? So when I'm watching Brendan Carter and I'm watching all this going on and I'm looking at like guys that I know and guys that you know as well, and when these are the guys who are like saying, you know, be on your game. Do this, do that. They're the ones that are giving this advice. All I'm doing is saying, hey, look, maybe you should not focus on family. Maybe you should not get married. I mean, that's – I don't know why that's big.
It's maybe advice.
I'm not saying it's advice. What I'm saying is that is this over the fucking top that everybody wants to take it out of context, which is exactly what you guys have been doing.
So what is it? Can you tell me what that tweet was if it wasn't advice?
It's not advice. What it is it's okay. It's saying that this is the most extreme way to do things. Okay, here's the quickest path.
Here is the most extreme way to do things. Yeah, that's advice. Dumbass. And here's the thing: he's about to get into some more story, trying to convince you. It's like, remember when I fucking told you guys? As a matter of fact. Hodge Twin said it on a video about this fat chick who was on actually the Whatever podcast. No, actually it's a transgender fat dude. It's like this fat enormous dude, and he's dressed up as a chick, and the Hodge Twins did a video on him, and you know, he's like, dude, you're gaslighting yourself into believing that you're hot. You're not. You're fat. And Terrence Pop said it so himself. He's like, dude, you girls, you gas each other up so much. It's like, why do you lie to each other? And I said this before. Narcissistic people, excuse me, women will gaslight, emotionally abuse each other, psychologically abuse each other, and they do it to themselves as well. They do it to punish themselves. They do it to each other, and they do it to themselves, and then they do it to fucking you. Now people are fucking realizing, like, oh, these people are fucking delusional. They're out of their fucking minds. They're caught in a fucking spiral of hatred. And once you're caught in that spiral, it's really hard to stop. Because it's a drug. It's a coping mechanism. It's like... What Rolo's doing is literally abusing you. He's trying to gaslight you into thinking, oh, it's not what it is. It's kind of like, I don't know if you guys have ever been cheated on. Or how about this? How many times have you had a feeling like something was up? And you go and you talk to your spouse about it, and then they tell you, no, that's not what's going on. It's this other thing. And then it throws you off for a second because you're like, wait a minute. I could have sworn it was that. Okay, well, let me just calm down a bit. And then the thing that you were originally suspicious of happens. Right? That's exactly what this piece of shit is trying to do to you. But the thing is, I've gone through this type of abuse before. So I can see it a mile the fuck away. And that's why I just have absolute contempt for this motherfucker. I want him fucking gone. Because what he's doing is he's trying to fucking gaslight you into believing, it's only serious when I say it's serious. You're not supposed to take everything I say serious. If you fucking follow anybody who says anything online seriously, then maybe you should be reevaluating your, you know, whatever the fuck he would say. And that's what really upsets me about him, is that he tries to use this platform as a fucking place to play around and a place to be fuck, you know, and a place to hold business. Fuck him.
If I told you this, look, if I said the quickest way for you to make $1 million,
that sounds like advice,
is to go steal it from the bank or go to steal it. Does that mean I'm telling you to go steal it?
It sounds like advice, Sneeko, because it is advice. He gave you a fucking list. It's like when you create a list, shit to do. How to diagnose a problem. Go through this list. Go to the grocery store. Purchase all these items. When you go to the military, they've always got acronyms, and you're supposed to follow those acronyms to the T in case of something happens. So for Rollo to sit there and say, "Oh no, it's not advice." No, dude, you're really being a piece of shit. And there's nothing more on earth than I hate is motherfuckers gaslighting. I cannot fucking stand it. It's more than annoying to me. It is absolute ballistic rage when I fucking get gaslit and I catch him in the act. Like right the fuck now. Was because what this motherfucker is trying to do is trying to mentally abuse you. For those of you who have never been fucking gaslit or haven't been gaslit enough, trust me when I say this, it's extremely irritating. Because you know the fucking truth, and this cocksucker's over here telling you no, it isn't. I hate being fucking lied to like that.
If I tell you to go fucking jump off a cliff, are you going to go jump off a cliff? By the way, here's the other thing is I'm also responding to Dr. Richard Reeves in this as well.
Okay, there's a lot of context about it, sure. But all the rest of the lists, you're equating vasectomy to lifting.
The quickest path to becoming a high-value man, and it's a fucking list. It's advice. And rather than just fucking own up to it and admit it, he fucking wants to double down and lie to you and say that this... Again, I'm fucking losing my shit.
Thing, game, play to your strength, resisting up on easing your focus. The rest of it sounds like general advice.
Okay, well, let's say... So let me ask you. So is it the vasectomy part that's throwing you off?
Genuine good advice, right? The rest of it...
Is it the vasectomy part? Do you agree with pretty much everything else except for the vasectomy part?
The first three is weird because then I don't even know what the red pill idea of a high value man is. Is it just being rich? Like, what's the point of having all this money and not having a family?
I said that before. I said that before in one of my other videos, and I was actually surprised that Sneeko fucking brought that up. I said, "What is the point of having all this power and having all these bitches if you yourself, you know, to have nothing to offer as a human being? What are you going to pass on to your offspring in terms of morals? Other than like, hey, look at how many bitches I got. Look at how much money I got. If you're a workaholic and you're never around, what the fuck is the point of having kids? Look, how about this? Yesterday, I saw a pregnant woman and a husband walking down the street, and the fucking husband was carrying... with one arm, a fucking cradle. An entire fucking... I mean, I'm not talking about those bullshit ones made out of, like, steel rods, and they have, like, a fabric. You know, those light ones? Shit that, like, beach chairs are made out of? No, this motherfucker was carrying a goddamn wooden cradle with one arm balanced on his shoulder, walking to his apartment complex with his wife. And, dude, out here in Nevada, those fucking... Those blocks are huge, motherfucker. They're about like a quarter mile long, man. And this guy found it on the side of the road and just picked it up and just started walking. That's some ride or die shit right there. They didn't feel any shame. They didn't feel any embarrassment, any anger, any hostility, any fucking, childish, fruitless. No, dude, they were thinking about their fucking future together. And that's what I love to see. Now, what Rolo's telling you is, like, don't do any of that. Don't get married. Cut your fucking nuts. You know, just do all this childish shit instead of giving you, like, high-quality advice. I think the TRT fucked with him, honestly. I think it really fucked with him, and he just decided, like, I'm not gonna... I don't know how to explain it. Like, I'm not gonna fucking... stay hyper focused on trying to better anybody's life. I'm just gonna fucking focus on myself.
I be that rich, the guy who's always grinding. Whoa, Brandon Carter doesn't have to do his laundry. Sick. What else are you gonna do with your life?
Right. Right. Maybe this is actually meant so that you'll get it. You'll have a freaking epiphany about.
There you go. Maybe. Now he's trying to throw the scent off to something else. Well, maybe it was. Yeah, good. Now you're doing the thing that I was trying to get you to do. More gaslighting. Now I'm good. Now you're fucking getting it. Now you're doing the thing that I was trying to get you to do in the first place, which is to think about what I just fucking said. Not take it serious. Fucking loser.
About all the shit that you have to sacrifice to get to that in the first place. What are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to live the kind of life, let's say, like a Brandon Carter is, where you're going to outsource your entire life, or are you going to actually have kids? Is that something that's a priority for you? Because I will tell you right now that if you were to actually follow this list right here, that is the fastest way for you to get to a point where you.
Oh, so it is advice.
You are more high value, right? So here's the thing. So when I say that, people go, well, that's not what a high value man is. A high value man is what I define it as, which is he's got to have a good, loving, you know, devoted wife. He's got to have 3 or 4 kids or 10 kids, depending on whatever culture you're talking about. All of this stuff that makes up whatever that person who happens to have that is, then that's suddenly the definition of what a high value man is. So what I'm saying this is the best way to become a high-value man. I'm not saying this is the only way to become a high-value man. I'm just saying that this is the fastest way to go and do something like that.
You've been talking a lot for 5 minutes. What is your definition of a high-value man?
It doesn't matter. That's not what I was talking about in this.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's what the first part of the tweet is, how to become a high-value man.
There you go. More bullshit.
Way to become a high value man is to recognize the fact that you've got sacrifices to make. Okay,
so like what is that? Telling like stories from Vietnam, like
sorry. Destiny called me off, dude. Oh fucker. So yeah, he's like, hold on, I'll let it play a little longer because there's a lot to unpack in this one small section here.
Like, just say, what is a high-value man? It's the first part of the tweet. What does that mean?
You tell me what a high-value man is. Because here's the thing, is it doesn't matter what I'm going to say is a high-value man.
Because it's your tweet.
Yeah, do you want to know why he's not going to give it a definition? Is because he knows his back is against the wall, and they're just going to rip him to fucking shreds. Anything that comes out of his mouth at this point is fucking moot. Fuck, dude, I'm getting old. My brain is getting fried. But Rolo here is gonna and he's gonna play this fucking game. Well, you tell me. And that's the same shit that fucking women do. This is why I don't take him fucking serious, is because he plays the exact same bullshit games that women play. A man would give you a fucking answer, and this motherfucker's just been tap dancing around his bullshit, trying to get you to believe that it's not advice. It's just the laundry list of things that you could do. If you took them serious, and if you followed them, you could be a high-value man. What's a high-value man? Well, I can't give you that definition. That's subject to opinion. Doesn't that sound like the fucking left? Everything is open to interpretation. Everything is fucking, you know, just a fucking... What was it? What did they say? Everything is just a construct of some bullshit, you know... Everything is just a construct of some social order, man. Or what is it? Social construct? Fuck, dude. I'm fucking tired. I've only slept like 2 hours this fucking day. And 2 hours yesterday. So yeah, this guy's a fucking piece of shit. He's the scum of the fucking earth. And I can't fucking seem to understand why he still is getting traction. He's been this piece of shit from the very fucking beginning, and now this tweet that came out that I thought somebody with Down syndrome fucking typed out was the thing that got him. And I'm like, no, dude, he's been thinking like this for fucking ages. Why is it that now you guys are fucking, you know, jumping down his ass?
It doesn't matter what I say as a high value man, because everybody takes this. The point of the fucking tweet is that everybody is going to take this and then insert their own definition of what a high value man is.
What if a high value man is 12 kids when you're 16? Then your tweet doesn't work, does it? What if your definition of a high value man is being getting into a trade and having 5 kids by the time you're 22? Then it also high value man is being an esports professional.
Right, you're absolutely making my point for me right here. Okay, this is what I'm saying.
My point is it high value?
See how Rolo tries to pull that fucking female bullshit. Is like, look, see, you're doing the thing that I'm trying to get you to do anyway. No, dude, because Destiny, even though, again, like I said, I don't fucking like the guy, he proved a good point. If you're a fucking 16-year-old boy and you think, like, strength and money and having a shit ton of bitches is a high-value man, then his fucking laundry list of shit falls apart. When I was a businessman, or when I used to fucking own my own business, I would have fucking looked at that and laughed. Like, dude, there's no way I'm getting my fucking balls cut. You know, and I thought about it, and until I found out that it's, like, almost irreversible after 10 years, I was like, no, fuck that, dude. And it fucks with your testosterone? I'm sorry, man. What little bit I do have and what fucking synthetic shit I'm blasting, I need full fucking circulation. I need, like, whatever I got going on is whatever I got going on, and whatever bit can help, I'm keeping it. If I need to pop zinc tablets fucking 3-4 times a day, then I guess I'm going to need to pop zinc tablets 3-4 times a day. And this motherfucker's going to sit here and tell you, oh no, that was just a throwaway line. It's literally like the second thing on the list. What he's trying to do is he's trying to project onto you what his interpretation of being on the grind is. It's like, it's not advice, but if you took what I said and applied all of them, that would make you a high value man. And it's like, dude, what is your balls snipped cutting your fucking balls have anything to do with just staying focused and making money? What does that have anything to do? Because what it is just Rolo literally doesn't like the idea of I need to be careful here. Rolo is projecting onto you what he wish he could have done in his youth, right? And now that he's in his old age and he's got a kid, now he realizes he's not going to be there for that fucking kid. So he's projecting onto you what he wished he would have done. In that fucking brief moment, that little window of epiphany, that little slip came out. What he actually feels, what he actually believes, the fucking undertone, the part that you're supposed to keep quiet, came the fuck out in that moment. And now he's paying for it. And as well he should be. Because this motherfucker's out here telling you, I believe that everyone should have a family. You know, everyone should have a family. Everyone should, you know, have the privilege of being a father at some point in life. And now guess what? This cocksucker's trying to tell you, like, dude, I wish I would have gotten a vasectomy. Go out and get one. You go get one. Not me. I've already had my kid. You go get one. Do it for me. Do the thing that I wish I would have done for me. This guy's unfucking believable.
Value man. You gave a list of 8 things. Do these 8 things to become a high value man. Do 1 through 8 to become A. And you're not defining what A is.
The fastest way to becoming a high value man is these things.
What is that?
So here's the thing. So if we're talking about family creation.
So again, he keeps saying that it's a list to becoming a high value man. In other words, it's advice. It's a fucking advice. And he won't bring himself to admit it because he realizes that that would admit defeat. That gotcha moment. And he doesn't want to fucking have that moment. He's still trying to fucking like, oh, you didn't get me. Like fucking what women do. Oh, I'm not mad. I'm upset. I'm just a little annoyed. I'm a little peeved right now. But I'm not mad. It's like, okay, you really don't want me to call out the thing that you are?
Creation? Okay, so you want to go... Okay, let's go one by one. You want to go one by one? Okay,
no,
so
I want to go before one by one. What is a high-value man?
We can't have an argument if I don't even know what your definition is.
The point is, the very fact that you're even asking this in the first place is the actual point of the fucking tweet, okay?
Again, that's what chicks do.
You see, I knew that you were going to act like this. I knew that you were going to get upset. So then why'd you do it? Well, because I knew you were going to do this.
So you did it on purpose?
No, it wasn't on purpose.
Fucking faggot.
Okay, so if you're going to be a high value man with the fucking hands tied behind your back, then what is that? What does that mean to you? That's the point. This whole discussion is the point of the fucking tweet.
No, I didn't do it to get you upset. I just wanted to see how you would react.
But you knew that I was going to get upset. Yes. So you knew that I was going to get upset, and that's why you did it?
No.
Fuck Rolo, dude. Fuck him and his old fucking wrinkled ass.
The point of the tweet was, you've got some conception of a high-value man. Here are 8 points that you think you need to do to get to it. And now you've gotten blown the fuck up on the vasectomy thing, which you probably realize is fucking retarded. But you're too old and stubborn to walk back from it. That's the point of this conversation.
I'm not too stubborn to walk back from it because the point of it was to get douche nozzles like yourself to have this conversation in the first place.
Yeah, who broke frame now, motherfucker? Who broke frame now? Remember what Kevin Samuels said? Sign language, shame, insults, guilt, and the need to be right. Right now we're beyond shaming, right? Because he's trying to gaslight them into fucking believing that he didn't say what he said, and he's like, you guys aren't getting it. And now he's getting into insults. And he's going to try to fucking guilt trip him. And this is all through the power of trying to fucking be right.
How old are you, bro? Douche nozzles?
Yes. You guys are idiots. Why you guys come in here from Twitch stream? Like, how you guys are legitimate in all of this? I don't know, because everything I've heard come out of you guys' mouth is just confident ignorance.
And this is coming from a guy who fucking lives off of YouTubistan. Where it's like the most fucking, it's the most punishing thing on planet fucking Earth. It's worse than TikTok. You can't fucking say anything out of pocket. You can't type anything out of pocket. You can't do, dude, all my favorite fucking Cumtown clips of them making fucking funny ass jokes about, like, you know, what's his name? Tony, I forget the fucking guy's name from The Sopranos, the main character. You know, he has a crush on Pepper Ann. And fuck, it's just like a really fucked up, like, it's a really fucked up joke, but it's fucking hilarious. And they keep deleting it. For whatever fucking reason, they choose to delete Cumtown videos. But they leave up, you know, a woman fucking doing a deep yoga stretch, and like you could totally see the outline of her pussy on her fucking pants, dude. She's wearing a bra, you know, a spaghetti strap fucking tube top, you know, braless. And you can see her fucking piercings. It's just like, it's fucking unbelievable, dude. Hot yoga, fucking some chicken, like a thong just stretching out. And I'm supposed to buy that? Get the fuck out of here.
No, Meyer. Okay, I'm not asking you, like, in terms of the debate. You call yourself the godfather of the red pill. You
call myself the godfather of the manosphere, okay? Other people have called me that.
Okay, great. That's
very... Look, dude, and again, other people have called him that, and he's embraced it. So if he's going to be the godfather of whatever the fuck, and he's going to embrace this fucking title, then embrace what the fuck you just typed out. Like, shit, sorry, it wasn't my intention what I actually meant was something else, and it wasn't my intention to do so. Because, you know, this is starting to affect a lot of people, I'm going to take it down. Admit what you fucking done, dude. And move on. And the reason why he keeps getting picked on is because of this debate. Because he decided to enter their arena and try to fucking double down on his bullshit.
Do you understand?
Okay, so
as godfather or grandfather of the man, which one is it?
Whatever it is, the old guy of the manosphere. What is your definition of high value man? This is the number one talked about topic on all of these shows, so I want to get a clear definition from you. What is it?
You tell again. It depends on the person. It depends on the culture. Depends on the. So here's the thing. Let me tell you, maybe I can explain this to you, Sneeko, because at least you got your ears open here. The thing is that when we're talking about what's the top G, what's a high value guy? You probably haven't heard this because you don't read my stuff and you don't watch my shit. No. But I've also said this is like the red pill has to be for everybody or it's for nobody. So if we're looking at a guy who's draped across a Lamborghini and he's got hot chicks with him, and we say that's what I'm aspiring to, but I'll never make that because I live in a fishing village on the coast of Chile, right? That means I can never match that high apex of a high value guy.
The guy in the car?
But the guy who happens to live in those villages or happens to be in a different culture or in a different country or whatever else, he can still benefit from that because however he's defining himself as a high value man in his fishing village, maybe that's what he can aspire to.
It has nothing to do with Chile and the village and the car.
Here's the thing is you guys want me to say, okay, a high-value man makes $100,000 a year. He's fucked 50 chicks. He's got, like, that's the thing.
That's not what I want you to say. I disagree with that. I'm asking you because I come on this all the time. I
disagree with it. What I'm saying is the point of the tweet is so you will ask that question.
I'm past the tweet. I'm past that. Look, I'm asking as somebody who's really interested in the red pill. I listen to a lot of this content. I want to know what your definition is because if you have a definition that's completely off of what I think it is, then I guess I'm not red pill.
Well, here's what I think guys ought to do. Would you like me to give you some prescriptions? Is that what we're trying for here?
No, I want to know your opinion of a high value man. What is it?
I think a high value man is whatever is contextually makes that guy a high value guy in whatever culture that he happens to be in. If that's
okay, Rolo, if you really want to play that fucking game, what is a high value man in Nevada? In Reno, fucking Nevada. What is a high value man? I guarantee you this motherfucker's still going to try to fucking weasel and wiggle his way out. Because you could be the apex predator in the homeless game. Or you could be the apex predator in the small business game. You could be the apex predator in the fucking casino game. You could be the apex predator in the gangs out here. You could be the apex predator in everything. And what this fucking dumbass is trying to desperately tell you is that in order for you to become, you know, successful at becoming a homeless guy, you know, coming up with, you know, enough sheet metal by the end of the day to come up with $50, you need to cut your balls off. It blows my fucking mind. In order for you to become a casino tycoon, you need to not have a family. He's out of his fucking mind now. and he's doubling down on his bullshit, and he refuses to fucking answer the question because he wants to keep it vague, because he knows that if he keeps it vague, then you can't... I mean, he's already crucified for that fucking tweet, but he thinks if he keeps it vague, you can't crucify him. You can't pin it on him. You're fucked. He thinks, like, if I stay vague enough, then maybe I won't be so targeted. Because it'll just be vague enough for everybody to be wrong. And I could say, you see, they're being wrong because they're targeting an area of something that I never said. My ex used to pull this shit. She used to say things that had a double meaning. So in other words, if you took the bait, the secretary at my job does this bullshit. He'll say shit like, Jack, what's up with the timesheet? Why is the time, off on the timesheet? And then when you go and confront him and you're like, hey, I read your note. Like, what's up? Like, what do you mean, what's up with the timesheet? The time is on there. It's written on there. I wrote it. What are you trying to say? Oh, no. What I was trying to say is because if there was something wrong with the time clock, well, then why didn't you put time clock? You said timesheet. Well, I just see that there's an inconsistency in the time clock, so I was wondering if maybe there was an inconsistency. I'm starting to sound like Jeff Goldblum. Maybe there's an inconsistency on the timesheet. Maybe there's an inconsistency. Maybe there's a, But he fucking weasels his way out by fucking wording things like that. And then when you try to pin it, it's like, oh no, it wasn't this thing. It's this other thing. If they can get you to sidestep even an inch, they got you. And I don't pull that bullshit. Because you're going to get fucking socked in the face one way or another. I'm like, don't ever fucking post this shit on my paperwork. If you've got a problem, you talk to me about it. That way I can hear it from your mouth and you can't weasel your way out of, oh, well, what I actually meant was this. No. You're taking it like this, but what I actually meant was this other thing. No. You're not playing that fucking game with me. Like I said, dude, being a sociopath fucking sucks. Because you see the angles coming from everywhere, and your brain doesn't shut off at all, man. You see it coming from a mile away. And in your fucking head, you're just like, what? What the fuck does that have anything to... Like, for example... I showed up to work and I hadn't even fucking clocked in. And this fucking dickhead comes up to me and he's like, hey Jack, did you know that, the truck was parked there? I'm like, okay. And I'm putting my stuff away. And this fucking cocksucker comes up to me and he's like, yeah, maybe you shouldn't park it there because other people have had to move the truck for you. And he's a secretary. And I just looked at him, I rolled my eyes, and I just walked away. And then he tried to complain to the owner that I wasn't taking his advice. And it's just like, dude, like, you're overstepping your fucking boundary, faggot. First off, if the owner of the company himself hasn't reached out to me and fucking specifically made a complaint about that, it's non sequitur. It's non-issue. Move on. Fuck off. But because it was just such a burning... He had to. It was just so... It was festering in him all fucking day long. He had to say something. Because he knows he can fucking try to get under my skin. Because the only fucking dopamine he gets is when I fucking put him in his place. I'm going to slam this cocksucker up against the wall one day. I'm telling you, dude, it's just one of those things where, like, as a sociopath, going nuke is not the problem. Reading people is. When you can read somebody from a mile away and see what they're trying to pull, it's really frustrating. Because it's like, dude, you're not going to let up until I fuck you up. Unfortunately, there's people like that. The only lesson that they learn and the only way that they hear and listen is when you fucking put them an inch from their life. It's a shame. The only way they know how to listen, the only way they know how to obey is when they're fucking fighting for their life. That's when the message sinks in. And that's what I'm seeing about Rollo here. When his career is on the line in jeopardy, now he's listening to people. Now he's trying to fucking weasel his way out, and he's realizing, like, oh, fuck. My words have consequences. I can't just be giving out shit advice anymore.
That's money, that's money. Right now, that's what we tend to focus on right now.
High-value man is a guy that has the things that makes him a high-value man.
That make you a high-value man. Okay, what is that?
Because here's the thing. When I read the tweet, I interpreted it right with a higher step. Like, he's listing things that if you follow these things, right, and you actually follow them, you're probably not going to become a – right, and to be a high value guy, I would say it's a couple combination of things. Obviously having your money on point, having social proof and status, having respect from your peers, having a network of other high value men, right? Which I agree with Kevin Samuels on that. Being fit to a degree. If you have all these things in place, you'll be considered a high value man by most people in most societies, right? If you have these things in place. Now, with that said, to get there, right, you obviously have to focus and get your shit together and make sure that you focus on getting there. What he's saying is all these the list of things that he mentioned, if you follow them, it's going to mitigate your risk of becoming a fuck up and not getting to that point as quickly as possible. And I think that's so important, is that this tweet kind of gets taken out of context.
Here's the thing. If you cut your balls, how does that fucking interfere with you becoming a high value man? How does that benefit? How does that help you propel forward? Well, you don't get anybody pregnant. What if the girl that you have that you get pregnant is a fucking outstanding woman? Let's say the odds of that are 1 in a million. Well, let's say you hit that 1 in a million. And every one of your friends is fucked up and you haven't. She sticks by you because she sees how hard you're working. Let's say you try and you fail and she still sticks by anyway. I see it all the time with the fucking Hispanic community. The husbands try to go for bigger and better jobs and they end up fucking losing it because of their temperament or because they're shit people. And guess what? The wife still sticks by them. So is that a high value man? Look, that's my point. Rollo doesn't make any fucking sense. She still sticks by him. She still fucking figures out a way how to, like, live within the means. She still fucking... Dude, I see it all the time with this Hispanic community. Now, I'm not saying every Hispanic chick, right? I'm not saying all of them. But there's a vast majority of them. Because they know that they can't make it on their own. They know that it's easier to have a father in place to discipline the child because they know how important it is. A father has the impression that is magnified by what a woman can do. A woman has to increase her estrogen and her testosterone to the point of literally acting like a fucking caveman. It really rewrites their DNA. Or excuse me, their DNA. It rewrites the script in their head to have to be so aggressive, so to have to be so fucking dominant. Completely scrambles their fucking brain. But if there's a man in place, then they don't have to put out that extra energy, that extra effort, and all a man has to do is just be present. Can't tell you how many times my mom would say, like, wait until your dad gets home. That's all it fucking took for me to just act right. So what Rollo's telling you is, like, don't find a woman like that. You know, go get your balls snipped. Don't start a family. Don't go fucking dating. Don't go do anything. Just stay on your grind. Yeah, no shit, dumbass. What the fuck? Fucking anybody could have figured that out. I looked at my stepdad once and I was just like, dude, have you ever gone out on a date with my mom? Like, when's the last time you did that? And he goes, about 3 years ago. And I think I was like 18 at the time, just about to move out. And I was like, fuck. And then like the next week, he fucking broke up with her. And I was on my way out. And he fucking brought over so many hot ass whores.
He's saying the quickest way to become a high value man, avoid and do these things because you're limiting distractions. And he's using Brandon Carter as an example where he's in a monogamous relationship with a girl. He outsourced a lot of his things. Why? So he's able to focus on making more money. He's getting rid of obstacles. And I think that tweet demonstrates that.
Yes.
You're getting rid of obstacles so you can become a high value man in the quickest possible way. Now, I know the most controversial one is the vasectomy. Though, there's other ways to get the same, I guess, effect from vasectomy. Let's say you use a condom. Let's say you pull out, whatever it may be. He's saying, okay, if you get the vasectomy, then we know for a fact you're not going to have children.
Yeah.
It's really no different than having a condom or pulling out or whatever it may be. The point is to not get a girl pregnant. How you want to get there is up to you, whether it's through a vasectomy, using condoms, whatever. But he's making it retard-proof. Hey, vasectomy, because I know even if you are the dumbest guy ever, you can't fuck this up.
I don't think a retarded guy can be a high-value guy.
No, when I say retard, I mean as in stupid.
So again, like, redefining what fucking retard and stupid means. A stupid man cannot be a high-value man. He'd be making stupid decisions. So, again, it falls right the fuck apart. The advice that Rollo gave, and I refuse to fucking... I refuse to call it anything else other than his shit advice.
But what I'm saying is that the point I'm trying to make is this list is the foolproof way, if everything is followed, for you to get your status up as quickly as possible in your 20s.
That's not what the list is, though. Because what you just said was advice, and he said it's clearly not advice. So you're interpreting it differently.
He said he's joking, and he's trying to
provoke
people. Yeah,
he was just joking. Like, half of it was just for jokes.
But I'm telling you, I started out telling you guys how I interpreted that.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
He's not wrong.
So that people can interpret it how they want.
So it's a joke, but it's not. Dude, I'm going fucking crazy doing this shit.
Exactly. Great discussion.
Ain't this funny?
That's what he's saying.
He asked a question earlier. So you asked him a question. What is high value? You answered it. It's whatever you determine out to be.
No, that's bullshit.
Dude.
Value. You. No.
No, but once again, it starts in the mind. You're going to say for example.
Dude, I hate that fucker. I just can't stand him. He's a fucking liar and he gaslights as well. He keeps, like, somehow or another, he knows information before it gets out on the street. Before, you know, he's always gone through, like, these fucking magnificent fucking tales that are better than, you know, anybody else. And, bro, I hate to say, as ugly as he fucking is, he looks like a fucking pug. I shouldn't say that about pugs, they're kind of cute. He looks like fucking just a smashed up piece of fucking dog meat, dude. He looks like fucking beef jerky left out in the sun for too long. This motherfucker's gonna sit here, lie about like, oh, I don't pay for box. When there's clearly receipt after receipt of this motherfucker going on seeking arrangements and fucking with chicks. You know, paying for their fucking services. But again, he tries to double down on fucking Rollo after what Myra just said. Ah, oh, fuck, dude. I hate this fucking faggot.
For example, oh, that's not true, which I agree is not true. But ultimately, you as a man decide what's high value for you.
You don't.
Yes, you do.
Value is probably something that's determined by society. High value? Value means that you have a worth to other people. You're just talking about being comfortable, having high self-esteem.
I agree, but the tweet...
Say you agree with that. I just said the total opposite thing
No. I agree, and I'm pointing where, for example, people will determine you as high value. However, the tweet saying high value could mean, in your sense, whatever that means to you.
No, it doesn't.
What?
That's what he's saying.
No, he's not. He doesn't know because he doesn't have a good definition because he knows if he says anything, he's going to get pissed off.
You sound like the
it.
Girls who believe they're a 10 because they describe themselves as a 10 in the mirror.
If you brought
that's
in some manager,
missing the point.
And he's like, I'm high value because I'm a manager at my McDonald's, you probably wouldn't agree that he's high value.
Is that when he says high value, you're going to determine that as a man. What does that mean for you? Success is a part of it, yes, but their success could be owning a farm or having a business. It doesn't matter. He's saying to get to that point, you need focus. Ultimately, that's what he's saying. Just see.
All right, there's this fucking homeless guy that walks around, and he – I think I talked about him in one of my other videos. This motherfucker was selling deodorant on the side of the street. Deodorant, washcloths, bottles of water, and it was like – a shelf and he had like beds and shit, and he's like, dude, for $5 a night, I'll let you sleep on this extra bed that I got. And if you want to pay rent, it'll be like per week, it'll be what was it, like $10? $10 a week, he'll let you fucking sleep on that bed. Just an extra spare bed that he fucking found. This motherfucker was a hustler. Started selling perfumes and all kinds of shit. I came across him one day. And, you know, obviously the news got a hold of him and they shut him down because he was practicing business without a license. But he sold me a cigarette for 25 cents. And he's a good guy. And, does that make him high value man out of the fucking, you know, the alpha of the fucking homeless people? Come on, Rolo. Like, society would deem him, like, literally still the bottom of the barrel. Maybe floating to the surface of the bottom, but he's still at the bottom of the fucking barrel. And that's what I don't understand about Myron and his fucking faggot ass like co-host. They're doubling down on this stupid shit. Backing up this old faggot from fucking just hanging himself. And I get it. That's his mentor. You know what, man? When Hammerhand is basically taking jabs at people for being in the manosphere and still dating and still preaching fucking red, you know, or MGTOW content. One of the people that I admire the most, you know, was contradicting himself because he was, you know, he was dating and he was fucking getting his dick sucked every other night, right? While still spitting out red pill content. And I thought, like, dude, you know what? Hammerhand's got a point where, like, I'm living a double standard here. But at the same time, Hammerhand's just a little bitter. Because he can't distinguish how to choose a good woman. And there's other men out there that do know how to do that. But they can't articulate it the way that I can. And, dude, I'm so fucked. Because I can articulate shit, but I can't fucking pick a good woman myself. So that's why I'm just as frustrated as Hammerhand is. What frustrates me even more is that when Hammerhand surrounds himself with people that directly fucking contradict the MGTOW philosophy, and he still hangs out with them. He still comes on streams with them. And then he mocks people like, what's his name? The guy who sounds like his nose is always plugged. I shouldn't be talking shit because sometimes I sound like that. But think before you sleep. Oh, he's dating Brittany Venti. And then literally just two videos before that was Undead Chronic talking about how he hooked up with some chick. And I'm like, what? Like, Hammerhand, come on, bro. You didn't call him out on that? Oh, he's not MGTOW. He's just a... he's a griefer. Then what the fuck's he doing over here? Oh, come on. You know, he's got good content. He's roasting these bitches. Well, so is everybody else. Like, dude, by that definition, then so is Donovan Sharp. And we all know how we feel about Donovan. Like Hammerhand hates these fucking women that post their ass and titties online, you know, for the sake of a doll, and then they turn around and like, how come I can't find anybody? And then he fucking, you know, wrenches a fucking porn star. I mean, look, I've never seen the guy's personal content, but he's a good dude. He makes good content on MGTOW. Maybe he quit. But the point of the matter is that, dude, people protect, you know, others that don't align with the message that's being broadcast, the philosophy of MGTOW. I noticed that. It's like there's a special pardon for certain people. There's certain people that people, you know, associate with. Yeah, they get a special pardon. I get that. I'm fucking cool with that. But just say that you're giving a special pardon. That's it. And the reason why. It's like, because, dude, he's actually a good friend of mine. Because, dude, he's actually got good content. Because, dude, he's actually, you know, saying some good shit. Because, dude, I'm actually trying to, like, me personally, the guy that I'm following, I'm desperately trying to figure out how to pick a good woman. Somehow or another, he picked a good woman, and I want to learn how to do that. And that's why I follow him. Because it's just like Chris Voss said, out of 90 minutes, you'll get 90 seconds of pure gold. And the more he pumps shit out there, I mean, if I can read Rollo Tomasi through the vasectomy thing, I can pick out pretty well what the other person is trying to tell me. How to pick a fucking good, loyal, strong woman. Funny enough, they're always widows. Fuck, maybe that's not a good thing. But I think it's more so something that, like, I'm not talking about the fucking crazy psychopaths that killed their husbands. I'm not talking about those chicks. I think what it is like the awakening of, like, fuck, dude, a man can die at any minute and I could be alone. Maybe next time I should value the motherfucker that comes next. See what I'm saying?
Just be focused.
We make fun of the girls all the time for saying that they're 10 out of 10s. All the time because they say it in their head, I believe I'm a 10 out of 10. No, that's ridiculous because society determines how attractive you are. Society determines how valuable you are. You can't apply that a lot. You can't make fun of the girl, the ugly fat whale who thinks she's a 10 girl boss queen, and then also say a high value man can believe it in his head.
Well, I gave you guys a 10.
Have a good definition. Yeah, you talked about being relatively fit, yeah, having a network of people that are very socially. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that sounds like
I do, because here's the thing. For me, I will define it because that will allow you guys to see where I'm coming from when I'm interpreting that.
Yeah, we know where you're coming from, but we have the tweet author here. He doesn't know where he's coming from. Yeah, he seems a little lost right now, so we're trying to figure out, you know, what exactly he means. But
I think, again, I think that's the important part of the tweet, is that it allows people to interpret it how they want, and which is why we're talking about it right now. The tweet did
I'm giving advice to people. I don't want them to interpret it how they want. Otherwise, what the fuck is the point of my message?
If I'm telling not giving advice to people, that's the whole point of this. Do you want it's impossible to put anything out there without it out people.
So he wrote 5 books and none of those are advice? It's just up for their interpretation. All those statistics, all those fucking... Now I'm starting to see what it is about Rollo. Or excuse me, now I'm getting a deeper understanding about Rollo's fucking dipshittery. Because if he fucking gives you a 100% proof, you know, or if he's 100% certain and he comes out to be wrong, then he can easily be crucified. And now he's using this as his out. Like, no, this is just up for interpretation, which means, like, if you came up with the wrong conclusion, that was on you. And guess what? In stand-up comedy, you're not allowed to do that. Like, if you failed to, like, to say the joke correctly to where people didn't get the joke, in other words, they took it the wrong way, that was on you as the fucking person who told the joke. And you're supposed to take accountability for that. People do it on stage all the time. If people get upset, it's like, oh, dude, what I was actually trying to say was this. Like, if I fucked that up, my bad. And then you see comedians, like, trying to double down, and then you see comedians, like, actually fucking with the hecklers. But that was because the comedian did a poor job of translating that fucking, that message or that joke. That's it. And what Rollo's trying to do is create that out for himself, because he knows he's the spearhead, and if he could continue to dance on the fence, then you'll never be able to knock him down and say, oh, you belong to the left or you belong to the right. But it doesn't work like that.
Interpreting it as follow these steps. Here's your 12 rules for life, and you're going to live a happy
rules
life.
Bring a high value man. That's literally what your tweet was. Do these things. Say, high value. What is the wording of the tweet? Go back to the tweet itself.
So in that wording of the tweet, what's the last part of that? What's the last one? Resist easing up on your focus. Whatever's like, would you?
Yeah, but what are the first three of that? Don't get married. Avoid family creation. Vasectomy in your 20s.
Like, let's just ignore that and let's just go all the way down to the bottom. Hold on, let's focus on this one fucking thing down here. Like, no, let's focus on the three big things up at the top.
Do you want me to insert what you ought to be doing? You ought to be coding. Is that what I should say? You ought to be becoming a professional athlete. I don't know what your fucking strengths are.
You can simplify and say work hard.
Again, if I say, you know what? You ought to be an NBA player. And it doesn't matter if that you're 5'9", fucking stay on your focus and you're going to be the best NBA player you can possibly.
I don't know, dude. I think he was fucking high when he wrote that, honestly. I think he was high with his friend and, you know, helping him move, especially in Reno. Like, fucking weed is unfortunate, like better than Jack Daniels over there. I think he got high, fucking posted some fucking witty shit, and he thought he was being deep, and then later on realized, like, oh, fuck, this. Why is the universe so vast, man? If it's so vast and we're a pebble... Then really, like, we're really insignificant. Like, yeah, no shit, dumbass. What was it? It's like if we were a grain, like the planet. Like the planet is a grain of sand on the point of a ballpoint pen. Bullshit, right? Chimey rhymey shit is what I call it. Fucking, I've already done this for like an hour and 30 minutes and it just repeats. It's just the same argument over and over again. But what I'm trying to tell you is that, like, Rollo really fucked himself. And if you continue to follow him, if you continue to fucking listen to him, if you continue, like, he said what he's are, the apex of what he said was in the Rational Male. That's it. Everything else is fucking moot. It makes no fucking sense to follow him anymore. It makes no sense to fucking continuing this guy. This guy's fucking legacy. Fuck his podcast in Reno. Fuck him. Like, just move on, man. You know, I got two comments in the comments of one of my videos. And it said, like, the reason why, you know, young men shouldn't get married or, you know, is procreate is so that they don't become a part of the machine. And my whole thing is this. What you've got locked in your head, give that to the next generation. Because what happened during 9/11, when 9/11 happened, I was 13 years old. It happened when I was in, I think, seventh grade. No, was I 8th? I can't remember. But I was 13 years old when it happened. And I remember having to go to school that day. And one of my teachers went and joined the military. And then another one of my teachers, or excuse me, and then one of my buddies, after he graduated high school, went and joined the military. And I was expected, when I got out of high school, to join the military. That's three generations. The guy who was sitting at the office desk said, fuck this, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go get those fuckers. And then his son, well, not his actual son, but I'm saying the generation after him, joined the military, and I was expected to fucking jump in and join the military. And then, you know, the generation after me was supposed to be expected to join the military. That is what that one fucking event did. It created generational fucking anger and hatred. And that's what I'm trying to say, is if you want to multiply this, if you really want to be a force multiplier, if you really want this fucking to sink in, go volunteer. Go give out your knowledge to these people and let them fucking know that, look, dude, you're born with this idea in your head that your life is valueless and you're up for sacrifice. No. Value your fucking life. Value your time. Value your life. Value your energy. Value your hard work. If you're getting straight A's and the motherfucker next to you is getting B's and you're both getting rewarded, don't accept that.
don't accept the award. Say, fuck no. If I'm getting fucking A's and the fucking cocksucker who's failing is getting F's and getting, you know, and getting and still getting rewarded, fuck this. Figure out a way how to fucking create a ceremony for yourself, or excuse me, for those that actually aspire to be something greater. But don't accept mediocrity. Okay, you don't want to get married, I get that. Okay, tell the kids not to get married, I get that. You're going to tell them in your own words not to fucking follow in your footsteps. That's the point. The point is for you to get off your ass and for you to deliver the message to the best of your ability. Whatever it is that you typed in the comments section, that is what you're supposed to do. To somebody else, not to me. I already know this shit. I'm fucking 36 years old, dude. It's too late for me. I'm in the fight right next to you. You're preaching to the choir. I can't tell you how many fucking young men I come across and I'm like, dude, don't get married. Dude, don't do that. Dude, and they still fucking do it. Told my friend, don't marry the stripper. He married the fucking stripper. And he got her pregnant. Told my buddy who got out of prison, dude, you got a fucking felony. It would be a really bad idea if you got a single mom pregnant. What did he do? He went and got a fucking single mom of three pregnant. My roommate, I told him, like, dude, this woman's fucking 40 years old with three kids. She's not going to fucking have enough time for you. She's not going to have enough this. She's not going to have enough that. She's just going to make you pay for everything. And what did he do? He kicked me out. He moved her in. And now guess what? Now he's got to take on her car payment, her kids, and her medical bills, and her bullshit. He said, fuck that. I don't want to have my own kids, but I'll fucking help her raise hers. Insta-family. Same thing with my other buddy. He fucking, he met this chick at a bar, got her fucking pregnant literally within the month that he met her, moved out, and never heard from him again. Got her pregnant, and apparently he's struggling. And I told him, like, dude, you fucking did it backwards. I told you from day one you were supposed to fucking go to church, start getting your fucking life together, start figuring out what your morals and principles are before you start having kids, because right now you have nothing going for you other than you're late to work. You never keep your word. You're always breaking your promises. I can't tell you how many times I'd be like, dude, let's go get sushi tomorrow. He's like, yeah, dude, let's go get sushi. And then he fucking never shows up. And then when the day that he comes, I'm like, hey, dude, let's go get that sushi. I already went and got it. I went with somebody else. Like, what the fuck, asshole? We were supposed to go together. Yeah, I know, man. But, you know, I really wanted it. So I went with somebody else. And you're staring at him like, what the fuck is your problem, dude? Like, this was supposed to be a fucking brotherly thing, and you went and fucking shared that with some cunt? Like, fuck you, man. Like, values no fucking brotherly, like, bonding whatsoever. Alright, well, come on, let's go eat what I want to eat. I want to eat Panda. For those of you who don't know what Panda is, Panda Express. It's shit Chinese food. So now I gotta settle for less, because this fucker gave, you know, the coolest moment that we could have had, you know, to some other bitch. That wasn't his wife, by the way. The one who fucked him over in the first place. Sounds like my PlayStation's on for some reason. But that's my point. Whatever you're typing in the comments section, that message isn't for me, man. I mean, thank you for sharing it. I really do appreciate it. But that message isn't for me, because everything that you're experiencing is exactly the way that I feel. So that message wasn't for me, because you're preaching to the choir. But you need to go out there and tell that message to somebody else. It's the younger generation who has no fucking mentorship. Look at Sneeko. He came up with what he came up with, more than likely, because he hung around with Destiny. Destiny is a bisexual man who allows his fucking girlfriend, or excuse me, his wife, to fuck other people. if you allow your wife to fuck other people, that means you don't take that fucking relationship seriously. And the only reason why he's doing it is for the tax break. So, if Sneeko is taking advice and mentorship from Destiny, who they used to bump heads all the time, and he's taking advice and all this shit from fucking, from Andrew Tate, and he's taking all this advice from somebody else, and he's coming up to my conclusion, guess how the fuck that makes me look? Because I got all this fucking, you know, everything that Sneeko said, I've already said. That the MGTOW needed to evolve. We needed to do something else with this shit because we can't fight biology. That's just the way it is. And all the people that are telling you to fight biology already have fucking kids. So it's easy for them. But my generation is not the type of generation to fucking sit back and just fucking take orders. We fucking question shit. We're the most skeptic generation out of all of them. We always have a need to ask why. And here's the thing about each and every new generation. They do it better every fucking time. That you can guarantee. MGTOW is all about abstinence. Well, then the next generation coming in is going to be about fucking trying to vet. That's just the natural order of life. Continuance. You can always guarantee on that. You can always put a fucking bet on continuance. You can always fucking bet on that. It's like watching ants dissect a fucking roach. You could put a stick right in front of the fucking, right in front of the path that they've created. And they'll figure out a way around it, or through it, or over it. But nature always fucking has a way of continuing forward. You can burn down an entire field of shit, and guess what? One of those trees dropped a fucking acorn, or a seed, or an ovary, into the dirt. Deep enough to be able to create more fucking life. Might take some time, but it'll happen. You can always assure yourself of that. So this idea that we're just going to fucking sit here and just keep our cocks to ourselves, that's not going to happen, dude. And in the meantime, while you guys are over here preaching to just keep your cock to yourself, there's younger men out there that are taking advice from fucking shit men. That's why I keep saying you need to go out there and tell them this. Don't tell me. I already fucking know this. Yeah, don't have a family. Yeah, dude, yeah, be upset. Yeah, okay, I get it. Cool, man. Thanks. And if I haven't thumbs up your comment, trust me. There's a thumbs up in my heart for it. But you're telling the wrong fucking dude. I get that the court system's rigged against us. I get that we shouldn't be having families. I get that they're fucking trying to use us. I get that we're a fucking cog in the machine. I get that we're being fucked. That we're being fucking slaves. But guess what? The next generation doesn't fucking know that. They call it the Matrix. Which is a huge wrong implication. No, we're cogs in a fucking very big machine. And they're trying to pit us against each other. That's what you need to fucking go out there and tell them. And show them. And explain to them, like, this is why MGTOW exists. Rather than just say, hey, follow orders. No. The reason why MGTOW exists is because we're getting tired of being fucked over in court. But see, it's not fair for those of you who have kids to now all of a sudden tell the guys who don't have kids, hey man, just keep your cock to yourself. No, dude. Because now we're fighting biology times two. Fucking Hammerhands in his what? 50s? With his testosterone levels low as shit? With two kids and a great bond with one of them? Dude, my kids are dead. And I've got testosterone spewing out of my fucking core. And before I had TRT injected into me, my body was literally on fire with the idea of like, dude, you gotta get somebody pregnant. You have to. Every fucking morning and every fucking night before I hit the bed, it's like, dude, you haven't gotten anybody pregnant yet. And dude, forget about it. When I fucking started TRT, my it fucking took everything. Every ounce of energy to not fucking go up to a chick and just want to fuck the shit out of her. It was hard. The struggle, not my dick. Alright. That's my point, dude. I'm trying really, really hard to get you, the audience, to do something other than just sit and complain and whine and cry about this. Because it's not going to stop until you get up and stop it. How many times are we going to let the wrong president get into fucking office? You guys already let that happen. Oh, but we try to do all this investigation. No, they did. You didn't. Just like I got up off my ass and I fucking marched and I fucking did everything that I could to stop California from being California. Guess what? The reason why Alex Villanueva is still in power is because nobody overthrew him. Nobody said, get the fuck out of here. You know what? Nobody complained to the senator of California and said, hey, dude, this guy, this fucking sheriff's department is a fucking bunch of corrupt pieces of shit, and we want him the fuck dismantled or get him or the fuck out of here until we can find another body of sheriffs to replace this fucking office. It's a cesspit. It's disgusting. I want the fucking the chief and all of his subordinates to fuck off the fuck off the bench. They didn't do that. Instead, what do? They go to town hall meetings, they give their hoorah, and then they're just like, all right, we tried our best. And you know what? It was a good fair fight. It was a good attempt. But they just didn't go hard enough. In my mind, their focus is just because their families are being killed and murdered, but it's just focused in the wrong area. And no matter how many times you tell them, like, dude, we need to go do this other thing, they're like, no, the fight is here on the streets. It's not in Congress. It's not with the Senate. It's not with the president. It's here on the streets. That's the way they see it. When I fucking heard that, I was like, we're done. We're fucking done. Because you're not getting to the source. You're not getting to a higher power. You're still at the surface level. If they don't want to take my wisdom, hey man, that's fine. That's on them. What I'm telling you is that all those fucking young men are starved of affection from a wiser man. These kids are fucking hungry for knowledge, and you're hoarding it, is what I'm trying to tell you. So go out there and fucking mentor somebody. Again, I appreciate your comments. Whether I agree with them or not, I appreciate them more than anything. It puts me in a position to want to try harder with my content. But you're preaching to the wrong dude, man. You need to go out there and tell those kids that. Everything that's on your heart that you believe that our society is fucking us over with, teach them that. Because I already know this. 36 years old, man. I've already walked that path. I probably walked it with you and you hadn't even noticed. We probably have a lot more in common than you might think. Who knows? Maybe I'll retell the story again. But you need to go out there and mentor somebody who hasn't had that opportunity, who hasn't had that story. Fuck, dude, there's kids getting their heart broken all fucking day long, dude. Even the fuckboys. That's why they're fuckboys. It's because they got their heart broken by their mom. The ultimate woman. The woman who was supposed to like be their goddess. The woman who was supposed to take care of them. That's why they're out there fucking, is because they're literally trying to fuck the pain away. The only language that they know how to speak is the language that their mother gave them, which is game. Their mother fucking lied to them using game, and now they're using that game to fucking lie to other women. Whatever, dude. I could get into it, but... any case... yeah. Guard your heart.